الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, we welcome you once again in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. Today we will discuss few beginning verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is a Madani Surah containing 40 sections and 286 verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah's name to commence with, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam Mim. This is the first ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. These are individual letters of the Arabic alphabet. Allah and His Messenger Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know their exact meanings. Tafsir. These individual letters are called Huruf-e-Muqatti'at. They are found at the start of 29 chapters, 29 surahs of the glorious Quran. They are mystical individual Arabic letters. Only Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal discloses from amongst His friends, the awliya Allah radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who are the heirs of the knowledge of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know their exact and deeper meanings. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That high-ranking book, that is the glorious Quran, there is no room for doubt in it. Guidance for those who fear Allah. This book revealed to the beloved Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, the noble Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has no room for any doubt, because it is from Allah Azza wa Jal and is protected by Allah Azza wa Jal, protected from any kind of distortion. This book is indeed guidance for those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And due to his fear, they refrain from all types of erroneous beliefs and impiety and evil deeds. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Those who believe without seeing and keep salah, that is the five daily prayers established, and spend in our path from the sustenance we have bestowed upon them. Tafsir of this verse is that those who attest to the unseen, i.e. that which is hidden from them, such as resurrection from the graves, angels, heavenly books, messengers, paradise and hell, etc. They do good deeds and establish salah with all its external and internal conditions and rules. And they spend in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal a portion of the sustenance which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon them. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ And those who believe in what came down towards you, O beloved, and what came down before you, and have certainty of the hereafter. This verse refers to the believers amongst the people of the book, those who believe in the entire Quran as well as the complete code of Islamic Sharia, and they believe as true that which has been sent before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the Torah and the Bible, etc. Even though some evil people have distorted these books, but it is obligatory to believe that some portion of these former books contain some words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, it is obligatory to believe that each and every word of the Holy Quran is revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the absolute truth and it can never be altered. Allah Azza wa Jal has taken the responsibility of protecting it from any types of distortion in its text. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Only those people are upon guidance from their Lord, and only they are to attain success. Those who possess the aforementioned attributes, they alone on the true guidance from their Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they alone are the ones who are completely successful. It means that they will succeed in attaining paradise and will be saved from hellfire. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Undoubtedly, those in whose destiny is disbelief, it is the same for them whether you warn them or warn them not. They are not to believe. Undoubtedly, those in whose destiny is disbelief, such as Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab, and the likes of them are meant in this ayah. It is the same whether you warn them of the consequences of their disbelief or you do not warn them. They will never believe because due to their determination upon disbelief, they're very firm on the disbelief. They do not have the ability to acknowledge the truth. Their rejection of faith is in the knowledge of Allah. Therefore, you should not have eagerness for their acceptance of faith. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ Allah has set a seal upon their hearts and ears. And over their eyes is a blindfold of persistent disbelief. And for them is a grateful punishment. The reason for this deprivation of faith is that a seal has been set by Allah Azza wa Jal on their hearts and on their ears. Therefore, the truth does not enter their hearts and their ears cannot hear the truth and therefore cannot benefit. And over their eyes is a cover of persistent disbelief and stubbornness, due to which they cannot perceive the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the seal upon their hearts and ears is also because of this very reason, and that is persistent disbelief and stubbornness. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ And some people say that we believed in Allah and the last day and they are not believers. This verse is about the hypocrites who used to say, we have believed in Allah Azza wa Jal and the Day of Judgment. Whereas they were not believers because their inner state did not accept their external expression of faith. Because they have expressed faith in Allah Azza wa Jal and the last day, but have denied the prophethood of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون They wish to deceive Allah and the believers. And in reality, they deceive not but their own souls. And they have no perception. Even though Allah Azza wa Jal is free from being deceived, but because they were trying to deceive the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is regarded as equal in trying to deceive Allah Azza wa Jal. The reason being that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the absolute and true representative and the greatest vicegerent of Allah Azza wa Jal on earth. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون In their hearts, that is, in the hearts of the hypocrites, is a disease of hypocrisy. So, Allah Azza wa Jal increased their disease further. And for them is a painful punishment. The recompense of their lie, and that is hypocrisy. Tafsir of this verse in their hearts is a sickness of deception, hatred, and hypocrisy. Allah Azza wa Jal increases their sickness because they had no desire to repent and stop their evil schemes. As a result, they become deprived of faith. It is understood from this that corruption in the belief system is devastating to spiritual life. The heart of a person that has even the slightest disrespect or jealousy of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed possesses a devastating spiritual disease which destroys one's faith. Alhamdulillah, we learnt first 10 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Please keep watching this program and keep watching Madani channel. There is great and wonderful opportunity for all of us to learn Ilm-e-Deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us and safeguard our iman and keep us on the path of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen bijahin nabil, ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the holy Quran, towards understanding